We're going to talk about Photoshop.
It is one of the most prolific tools in the computer world, and today it's turning 30. To celebrate, Adobe, the makers of Photoshop, are introducing an updated version for Mac and iPad, complete with new features. We are going to talk a little bit more about Photoshop. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Tim Beharin. He's a computer industry consultant and president of Creative Strategies. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Cool. Thank you. Glad I could join you.
So when it was introduced 30 years ago, were people like, oh, this is going to be so cool. This is going to be great. I mean, was there a foreshadowing of this was going to be big?
Well, initially, when it first came out, it was called Image Pro, and it was created by two brothers, the Knoll brothers. And it was really, it was a raster editing tool, which in geek terms is, you know, controlling images. And it was designed originally on the Macintosh, because the Mac, as you know, came out in 84, and it created one of the first products that people were able to manipulate images as well as text. Anyway, in 1990-ish or so, they sold it to, or Adobe licensed it, and they renamed it Photoshop. And initially, it was just a tool for professionals. When it first came out, it was $895, which was a lot of money for a piece of software back then. And so Hollywood, people who were doing posters, to do movies, anyone that was doing graphics, those were the first customers. Photoshop itself didn't extend down as a broader editing tool until digital cameras began to come out, and we started to get digital images everywhere. And then it started to take off.
It strikes me that one of the interesting things about this story is that unlike a lot of other software programs, this has always required a lot of significant hardware to make it work. When you start getting into all those layers, it's pretty hardware intensive, is it not?
Well, it was at first. It wasn't at first, other than the Mac gave it the capability to manage images and dots. But over the last, I should say, it kind of went up the hill, because then the graphics guys got in and they demanded more and more power to do movie, you know, as it related to some types of editing related to either movie scenes or something in, like I said, promotional materials. And then in the last 7 or 8 years, there's been multiple ways that they've handled this. So one, you can do compression that gets the code down smaller. So you don't have to have quite as much power. But again, it depends on what version you're going to use. Because if you're a pro, you're going to go with a higher-end product. And then 2 years ago, or about a year ago, Apple made it work on an iPad. And that really changed things in the sense that, you know, even though the iPad is really powerful, you know, something that you hold in your hand.
Let me ask you this. As the product has evolved, what do you think the upsides are and the downsides, if you had to pick one on each side?
Well, the upside is if I go get a photo of myself and I want to look younger, it really helps. Because I've had that happen, actually, where they were doing a photo edit of a picture I needed because I speak at a lot of conferences. And I watched the editor do it, and I was shocked because within seconds, I looked a lot younger. And Hollywood stars and a lot of people do that, you know, for promotional images, etc. So there are some particular issues, but again, the dark side of this is you can manipulate images, and you could put somebody's head on a horse, you know, in fact, deepfake normally talks about videos these days, but if you wanted to talk about the concept of deepfake, it goes back to photoshopping some type of other item on another item and making it, you know, unreal.
It is interesting how over time Photoshop has become a verb in much the same way that Google has become a verb to some.
Yeah, in fact, but that didn't actually happen immediately. The first really big knowledge of that came in 1999 when Wired did a story, and they were talking about somebody photoshopping a movie scene or a movie set. And then there were a couple of others that started using it as a verb when people were applying it to, as I said, Hollywood celebrities changing their look, etc. But yeah, now you use it as a verb to say, I'm going to Photoshop this, meaning I'm going to manipulate the image.
And I'm going to make myself look younger. Thank you so much. That is Tim Beharin, computer industry consultant and president of Creative Strategies.
30 years, that's pretty impressive. Making me feel old, too.